In the early hours of Easter morning, the first mushers arrived into Kotzebue at the end of the Kobuk 440 sled dog race. The first place title and more than $11,000 purse went to Sim Smith of Big Lake, who arrived just past 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, after 2 days, 18 hours, and 4 minutes on the trail. It was a first-time win for Smith, who says the race was his primary focus this year, after he chose not to run the 2015 Iditarod. Despite a controversial date change that pushed it closer to the finish of the 1,000-mile sled dog race, the Kobuk 440 drew a total of 12 mushers this year, competing for an historic $35,000 combined pot. And while several teams had completed the race from Fairbanks to Nome just 2 weeks earlier, that didn't keep former Iditarod winner and defending Kobuk 440 champion Jeff King from the competition. Smith and King traveled neck and neck for much of the race, with King leading from Ambler to the halfway point of Kobuk and back. But Smith finally passed King on the westbound trail Saturday evening at a shelter cabin between Ambler and Selowik.
You know, when I caught Jeff out there at the shelter cabin, I felt pretty good. But I really felt like I had a big advantage because I'd made up 26 minutes on that run, so he had a lot of time to make up at that point.
He passed me while I was stopped. I stopped 20 minutes at that shelter cabin, and I'm glad they did. They ate really, really well. They cleaned out a whole cooler while I was there. But that's where I was when he went by. There was a bunch of school kids and snow machines there going to the hot springs. And it became apparent, I mean, my dogs have a really full stomach. They ate a lot at that shelter cabin, and I had to back off.
The race was close, and tensions appeared to be high as the pair flew through several upriver checkpoints. But at the finish line, both competitors shook hands and congratulated each other on a great race.
Congratulations, Sim.
Thanks.
There was no keeping up with you this time. Well done.
Smith even surprised King with an offer to remove booties from his rival's team.
Shall we pull the booties off, Jeff?
That'd be great.
Kotzebue musher John Baker was next to arrive at the finish. He started the race with a strong showing, arriving first into Ambler and collecting a bevy of prizes in the process. Baker says another highlight came at the halfway point, where he caught up with cousins and other family members in Kobuk.
Yeah, that's the wild side of my family.
Do you get out there to visit very often?
Not very often, no.
Just as Baker was arriving in Kotzebue, the battle for fourth and fifth place had begun. Kristen Bacon and Ken Anderson sprinted, less than a mile apart, across the narrow stretch of Hotham Inlet. Ultimately, Bacon emerged victorious, arriving fourth to the finish line in her longest distance race to date. But Bacon says the nearly 500-mile event wasn't as intimidating as she'd expected.
I had a blast. I don't know. I mean, I can see how it could be pretty scary if the weather was bad, but I totally lucked out. This was, like, stellar. Okay.
Bacon was the only woman to run this year's Kobuk 440 and the only musher to complete the race with a full team. Tim Pappas, racing a team of dogs from Martin Boozer's Happy Trails kennel, arrived next in sixth place. The race rookie says he was more than pleased with his placement, which he hopes will go toward qualifying for next year's Iditarod. Mushers continued to arrive throughout the afternoon and night, including Kotzebue locals Andrew Brown, Paul Hansen, and Jim Borquin. As of Monday afternoon, Dempsey Woods Sr. of Ambler was the last musher still on the trail, despite a stormy turn in the weather. Only one musher scratched from the race. Tony Browning says he decided to pack it in after his dogs, many of whom ran the Iditarod with Nome's Aaron Burmeister, began experiencing health problems near Selowik. But Browning was quick to quip that the race was still a pleasant one, saying, quote, "It was fun while it lasted." Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Francesca Fenzi.